Blog Talk Radio.
Healing, oh.
good evening. This show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart.
Hello and welcome to you all to the Healing Fountain Show. We're going to have a great show today. Alex is not here. He's very busy with his work, and we have Gary Moore as our special guest and even as our co-host. Our theme today is Harmony, and I want to welcome Shanna and Gary. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, everybody. Hello. Hi, everybody. How are
you? Hi, Gary.
Hi, Maria.
Yeah,
hello.
Hello.
It's great to
How
be back. We're
yes,
fine, are you?
Definitely.
Well, as Marika said, our special guest today is Gary Moore, who follows the traditions of the Lakota Indians, and he'll be leading our, we've got 25 therapists in the chat room just at the moment, sending out the healing later.
But, that's beautiful.
Our theme today is harmony, which is very appropriate as we're focusing on harmony between the East and the West, between Christian and non-Christian. And even though Red Indians don't recognize the same angels as we do, I believe that because they are so close at one with Mother Nature, that their angels appear to them in the form of animals and birds, etc. Is that right, Gary?
Yes. They lived in a natural world. Lakota lived out in nature. They didn't spend a whole lot of time or energy putting up roofs and houses and bricks and things, walling themselves away from nature. They lived out in it. And so they're spirituality and their philosophy is based in nature. That is where their angels come from. That's where my angels come from.
Yeah.
And You know, the people talk about the angels, you know, Archangel Michael and Metatron, and they have these names, you know, and the angels I know are the eagle and the hawk and the spider and the crow and the magpie.
And you're going to be inviting those in a little while, aren't you, Gary? And we're still going to invite the angelic realm to join us because
they existed
probably before mankind did, and the angelic realm is compatible with everything else as well.
Of course.
So I'll be inviting them as channeled by Mr. Sean Bradley, a very good friend of mine who's written many books about it. And so we hope you've got your candles ready tonight a little later and water for drinking, because right now we're going to play a Cree song. Is that right, Gary? While you make yourselves comfortable.
Yes, this one will pick up your heart. This one will stir the blood. It's the round dance song. It's a powwow song. It's not really much of a spiritual song, but it will pick up it'll stir the spirit. And a powwow is more of a gathering of relatives, and is for song and dance and food, things like that. And that's what this one is. And it's done by the Northern Cree Singers, which are out of Canada. And it's just a really good song just to get things going and stir the blood. So that's kind of
great.
And then we'll settle into things. It'll just pick up your hearts. That's all.
Okay, here we go.
And that was it. That was the round dance song.
It was beautiful. It was really energizing, Gary. Thank you. So now we can, well, now we're energized, we're going to ease our mind a little bit by listening to our meditation. And it's a beautiful one with beautiful visuals of Indians. And it's a song of Enigma called Return to Innocence, because we all are all returning to innocence. You can click on the link and then make sure to pause the player and turn the volume down. And then I wait for you to send hearts in the chat room when you are ready. And then you go meditate.
Okay. So. It's coming up for me. I pause mine.
And make sure to mute it, because I'm playing it on the switchboard so you can listen to the music, so the ones in the archives can listen to it too.
Okay. I love it how you do that. You're about the only one I know of on Blog Talk Radio that has gotten this right. But, queuing up the video and then the way you count down and everything and get everybody synchronized is beautiful. So I just wanted to say that.
Oh,
well
you.
Done.
I see hearts. You humble me to my shoes, was what you shall say then.
Okay. Okay. Hey, pick up your hearts.
I see
everybody.
Hearts. I see the hearts.
Yes.
And you tell me when there are enough hearts, Gary, then I go and play. You can do the countdown then, all right?
Okay.
And then we all click play at the same time.
And add that link one more time. We've got a couple newcomers here that just came in the middle of the explanation. So add the link to the video again. And just to get everybody again to just click the link on the video, pause the video, and when you've done that, send up a heart in the chat room, and when
mute
you when we see the heart, then Marika will cue the audio. So.
But you're going to tell us about your therapy first, aren't you, Gary?
I'm sorry. What was that?
You're going to talk to us about your therapy first, aren't you? Before we do the meditation.
I could do that, yes. What I'm going to do is call in the medicine from the four directions. Each direction, let me explain that really quickly while we do that. Each direction has medicine or good things coming from it. And we begin with the west and then move in our mind's eye, or you can even move in your chair or whatever, and go around clockwise. We begin from the west, and then we go to the north, and then to the east, and then to the south. And then we go above our heads, and then down at our feet at Mother Earth and Grandmother Earth, and then back to the center where it all comes together and where we walk in beauty and in balance. So that'll be the beginning of it. And once we get to rolling on things, I will explain the medicine that does come from each direction briefly when we're there. But we're going to do the video first, right?
Yes. Okay, can count down, Gary, for the people.
Okay,
and
it looks
when
like all the hearts have come up in the chat room and we're ready.
Right.
So go ahead, begin to count us down.
You can do it. Okay.
Oh, you want me to do it?
Do
okay,
it.
I'll do it.
Yes, you can
you
do
it.
You do
you
it.
You do it better than I do.
Okay, here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play.
Perfect.
So that was beautiful. And now we are going over to bring the harmony in the both cultures of healing. And we start with the Four Directions Song of Gary. And after that, we're going over to the candle ceremony of Shaman. So now I hand it over to Gary.
Okay. I'm going to do a song. It's a Four Directions song. We do this at the beginning of every ceremony, every sweat ceremony, which Marika had a chance to attend recently, and she's going to relate that experience too. But this song starts things off. You know, what it does is calls in the medicine from the directions, and what I'm going to be singing it in Lakota. Then basically I'm going to be saying, look to the west, look to the north, look to the east, and look to the south. Your grandfather is looking at you. And then look above you. Father, great spirit is looking upon you. And then look down at your feet. Grandmother Earth is waiting to hear your prayers. And so we pray to them. And we call in the medicine from these directions with this song. And this starts things off here in this ceremony. So away we go. Okahe, Matakwe Oyase. Thank you all for being here. Here we go.
Hey, that was beautiful. And now we go over to Shana. and we're going to light the candles together. Is that okay? Here we go.
That's perfect.
Okay, if you've all got your candles ready to light, we're lighting the candles to signify that we're a healing circle of love and light. And the energy of fire with prayer and focused intention is one way in which we can manifest our goals. And our goals, as usual, are to send out healing to all mankind and the earth plane and the nature wave. Now we're also going to invite the angelic realm this evening, this afternoon, or this morning, whatever the part of the world you're in. And we're going to ask for the assistance of the Archangel Michael of the North. Please bring your love and protection now. Thank you. And the assistance of the Archangel Uriel of the East. Please bring your love and upliftment now. Thank you. The Archangel Gabriel of the South, please bring wisdom and love now. Thank you. And the Archangel Raphael of the West, please bring love and healing now. Also, the Archangel Metatron, could you bring your love and healing as well, please? And not forgetting Sananda Jesus, Mary Magdalene, the Divine Feminine Energy. And we're going to ask that they close around our circle of love and light to help us to send healing out, along with our guides and inspirers and guardian angels. And we have 32 therapists in the room who will be sending out the love, light and healing. So if you'd like to synchronize your breathing, breathing in and opening your chakras, starting with the base chakra, getting them all spinning, right up to the crown chakra. And now we're going to ask Marike to do the mantra. Thank you, Marike.
Well, that learns us how to shift with this different kinds of music. Here we go. I will ask all listeners, citizens of Mother Earth, to be aware of your connection and with her and all that is. See yourself where you are right now. Close your eyes and visualize with me. You are standing on our world globe. Visualize we are all standing on her, holding each other's hands, surrounding her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our heart together into one space. They are focused on the crystal heart of our Mother Earth. We are now starting to feel her heartbeat as the heartbeat for all humanity. We feel the energy of healing flowing from within our hearts through the heart of Mother Gaia and back to us, and flowing all around the world through the hands we are holding. We can see and feel the most beautiful energy flow of healing flowing around our circle of light. Above the center of the earth, we see a giant book floating in space. It is the book of healing requests. We can write down all names we want in that book. The first name you write down is your own name. Now please write it down in love. Now you can add any name you want, from any person, animal or plant you want. We even write down the name of our Mother Earth. I'll give you a little bit of time to write all names down, and we write down the names of the people in the healing fountain list as well. And now that that is done, we see the book of healing back down. It has stopped in the center of the earth, the place where all hearts are focused on. While we keep our focus, we continue on to carry for his beautiful healing.
Okay. The theme for the tonight's show is harmony, and the Lakota people believe in bringing in their directions and bringing them in to where they intersect in our hearts. So we walk in beauty and in balance on this grandmother earth, and that's just about harmony. So, and we're going to begin in the west. And we'll circle around to the north and to the east and to the south, and then up above our heads and then down at our feet at Grandmother Earth, and then bring all this medicine into our hearts. The each direction has medicine or good things coming from it, beginning with the west. The west has, when you live in the plains in America, in the prairie in America, the thunderstorms come from the west, and they would bring the life-giving water to the people and to the earth. And it's a place where the sun goes down, and other good medicine comes from the west. And the color is black. And we move to the north, and the north is the time of clear eyes and steady hands, health and vigor and strength. In the time of winter time when we live in the northern hemisphere, and where the earth cleanses herself off, and it's a time of strength and renewal. And then we go to the east, and the east is a place where the sun comes up, the rising sun, the morning star, giving us two good days, the elders used to say. That's the medicine of optimism, the medicine of starting over, and new beginnings comes from the east. And then to the south, that is the time of the summertime. The south is when the earth is growing, all the good things coming from her bosom, and living is easy, and the weather is good. And it's also the directions the elders say that we are all always facing. They say that when we are born, we come from the south, and we walk clockwise around the medicine wheel. threw out all their directions. And then when we die, we go back out the south. So the elders call this the direction we are always facing. So we begin this prayer. I'm going to say it in Lakota, and I'm going to translate it along as we go. And I want to say to you, Mitakuyeti, Ampetu Kile, Michante Eta, Wo Aglake. Naha nape chuzapelo. My relatives, I speak to you from my heart, and I offer you my hand. O tunkashila ate wakantanka na tate uyedopa ahitowampo. O Father, Grandfather, Great Spirit, look upon us. And four sacred winds look upon us. Begin with the west. Weyach peyata. Wakian oyateki ahituwampo. O west, thunder being people look upon us. Na waziata. Katanka oyateki ahituwampo. O north, buffalo people look upon us. Weyon heampa, sinte sapela oyateki ahito. O east, black-tailed deer people look upon us. Ito kagata, wambli oyateki ahito wampo. O south, eagle people look upon us. Look above our heads. Na wakatkia, ahita wampo. Oh, ever higher and ever higher, look upon us. And we look down at our feet. We say, na makaina, na ushimaka, ahita wampo. And Mother Earth and Grandmother Earth, look upon us. And where it all comes together in our heart, in our sacred center. Na hochoka wambli gleshka ahita wampo. O center, spotted eagle, look upon us. O wichakiapo, wichojoni na okpila. This is all to my people. I wish you health and help. And at the end, he said, Echetu walo, etako ye uyasi. It is so indeed. We are all related. Aho. Opila. Pila maya pila. Opila taka. Thank you. And just drink in that energy for a minute. Let all this medicine come into the center of our being. We ground ourselves. And we feel this harmony, and we feel this balance. Breathe it in. Washtelo.
the lotus there are many, but the flower is just one. Philosophies, religions there are many, but the truth is just one. And I love you so, 'cause you help me see, to see you in all is to see you in me, 'cause I'm in you and you're in me, I'm in you and you're in me, I'm in you and you're in me. You're in me, yah-hey, yah-ho, ayahuasca, yah-hey, yah-hey, yah-ho, jurema, yah-hey, yah-hey, yah-ho, yah-ho, yah-hey, chakrupanga, yah-hey, yah-hey, yah-ho, ishinoma, yah-hey, yah-hey, yah-ho, banghuru, yah-hey, yah-hey, yah-ho. You. I want to be right by your side. I want to hold you. I want to be with you. Be with you all the time. And I love you so, 'cause you help me see, to see.
Beautiful. Thank you, Gary. And right now it's time to close our chakras. So we want you to pretend that you have doors. Go to the top of your head, to the crown chakra, closing that door. Down to the third eye or pineal gland, closing that door. Down to the throat chakra, closing that door. Down to the heart chakra, closing that door. Down to the solar plexus, closing that door. Down to the navel, closing that door. Down to the base chakra, closing that door. And down to the feet chakra, closing that door, and keeping yourself grounded to Mother Earth, knowing that you can open the doors anytime you wish. And we're going to ask that the Archangel Michael put us into a pyramid of light until next time we meet, to keep us safe and secure and protected. He's taking you by the hand and placing you into the blue pyramid. He's going to seal it at the top. Thank you, Michael. And thank you for the angelic realm being here this evening. Hope that they're in the archives later. Don't forget to drink loads of water to release any toxins, and to keep yourself grounded. And we want to thank all the listeners and the therapists who have been in the chat room tonight. There were over 30 tonight. And don't forget to say three times a day, I'm getting better and better every day in every way. And right now we're going to hand you back to Marika, and she's going to tell us how she went on in the sweat lodge yesterday. It sounds fantastic. Thank you, Marika.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
That was a beautiful experience that you related, didn't it? That you got to finally do, Marika. That, how was that? We were talking prior to going on the air. Let me just kind of preface you a little bit. We were talking before going on the air, and you related your experience. And I felt it was absolutely amazing that something from my people reached that far over to another part of the world and affected another person this way. That's pretty good. So, you wrote a story about it and the colors that you were talking about and doing the prayer ties and all that. It was just so amazing, you know, that far away and yet that's so close to home or to my home, to the way that I came into the God of my understanding. So, it's a beautiful story. And go ahead and tell us about it. It's pretty amazing.
Okay. It was really, for me, like building a bridge between two kinds of healing and cultures. And I was there really as a Dutch girl who doesn't know anything about the Indian culture, but I experienced it, and that's what I want to share with you, because it's what is about healing yourself. And I healed myself, and maybe you can have something with it. Okay. Here we go. Last night, I learned how you can let everything go, or if you die, and leave your body. At the same time, I learned to be very present in my body, that I can consciously tell my body and the child in me that they don't need no fears, to join me to have confidence in the stones. Mitakuyo Yasin, we are all related and we are one. We built a lodge together and made prayer ties. I chose red for healing, yellow for to rejoice, and the deer is an important animal for me. For the spring that I love so much, and I chose white for the purity and devotion. For the summer that I love and the lightness and humor. Black in order to go inside myself, green for Mother Earth, in gratitude for her. She feeds me, cares for me, and gives me my home. Blue for Father Sky, because he gives me air. Also, I like to look at him as the clouds go by. I chose purple for the spirituality of all people and my family of light that I meet. And finally, one more white, because eventually it was my first time in a sweat lodge, and I could have some humor and lightness in use. Everything is so perfect. What a beautiful ceremony, the Lakotas. The entrance to the back of the lodge to the west. The pole in front of the lodge with the flag colors of the wind directions and the medicine wheel. In a straight line across the entrance of the lodge, I see the fire surrounding the stones. I do not understand why everything is the way it is. And because it's a ceremony, I cannot talk too much, so I silence my questioning mind. as I'm quiet and observe everything in me, it is perfect. I feel that there's no explanation needed. I feel the fear now and shakiness in my body and listen carefully to the instructions I get from the experienced ones. Once the ceremony begins, I'm smudged with the smoky pot and may crawl in there as a third person. They tell me how to sit best, and I try to disentangle my prayer ties, which have gone into the knot in my pocket, and hang it above my head. Next to me sat a small way shower. She was only 5 years old. She showed me so nicely how bright life really is. Just sit in the lodge and sing. If everyone in the lodge has crawled in, we start to sing the stones inside. They are glowing red from the heat.
Wow.
And I'm not finished. In deep respect, the stones come to lay in a hole in the middle of the floor. There are words said, and they sprinkle a bit of herbs and wood splinters on the stones at every word. The herbs are sparkling on the red hot stones, and we smell a delicious aroma. This makes your lungs strong to get through the winter, told Kakian, who pours the water. 45 stones come in and everybody sings. You feel the heat coming in. I feel how wonderful it is, and yet how I'm trembling of the nerves. I tell my body that it's okay, and I know I have a choice once the lodge closes and the water is poured on the stones, and I'm therefore going to get incredibly hot. Or I sit in fear, or in love. My choice is easy. I choose love. What can I do also? This is the ultimate test. I choose to let go and to be in the now. What can I surrender? The lodge is closed. And when the water gets gently poured on the stone, it gets very hot. I decide to sing my breathing in balance. I cradle myself back and forth to comfort myself. Go on, body, I say. Just relax, and you have to get used to the heat. All is well. Come in, my dear child. Sit down. And do not be afraid. You can play. Today, I'm born. I'm born again. This time, I may be the one who determines how labor will go. The water poured over the stones. I breathe the hot steam. I realize how hot it is. Very carefully, I let the hot steam flow inside my lungs. Fabian speaks the words of gratitude to the people in the lodge, the people and the outside world, to the moon and the sky. She throws more water on the stones, and I am now so hot that I start to think to myself that that it should not last much longer. And then Pragyan told me that I have to lie down with my head on the ground. I suddenly feel how cool it is there and open my eyes and see the light. The doors are open. Fresh air comes into the lodge. I think I made it. I think I can do it. Then the door closes again to start the second round. Fabian said the umbilical cord. How beautiful it is when a child is born and the little lungs may fill with air. It may take a while to get used to it for a baby, but that's okay. Some mothers decide to do an underwater labor, she says, for the reason that the baby can be born gently in the warm water and the umbilical cord, one slower beat, the mother may decide to pick up the baby and she can cut the umbilical cord herself. In all rest, the baby gets used to his individuality, to be a person by itself, with an independent breathing, separate from the mother. I will be such a mother for myself, was going through my head. I want to be born in love, and I feel the love in me. I see my whole umbilical cord again. It is connecting to the stones. Thank you, Mother Earth, for this connection. I feel her strength through the umbilical cord flowing and going through me into my body. And I hear a voice say, here is your power. And I remember it. So I feel my strength so strong. At that time, Pragyan throws more water on the stones, and I smile. I feel no pain. I feel so much love. My thoughts go by the words, what a blessing. And the woman next to me, with her head on the ground, she speaks my thoughts out. I smile, and I think we are one, and it makes me remembering my family of light. Pragyan asks me how I am. I answer, what a blessing. Then the doors open and the fresh air enters. My body is too hot to move and I allow the fresh air to cool me down. I breathe in life, the fresh air from outside. The third round, she throws the water on the stone and keeps going. I feel my body and burn my fingers almost to my own body. I hear surrender, 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 and I do, in gratitude. I surrender completely to the energy. My body moves to the rhythm of the heat, and I feel so grateful. We are all related. I hear the voice of a very dear sister talking to me. Her voice comforts me as always. She lives in America, but is telepathically with me. I think of my sisters who sit in the lodge now, and my brothers and sisters outside. How much love I have for them. How much love I have. And I hear the voice of a dear friend who lives in America too. It's with me. I feel it. Stay in your heart center, pure wind song. I hear him say, it's a piece of cake. The door opens again. Another round. I'm in now. I've learned how to shift and very quickly. The last round, I wish the child in me the most beautiful welcome. So again said, that we will soon step out of the lodge, as new and as clean and as clear as a newborn baby, erased from all, seeing with new eyes. Everything is clean, my body into my bones, and my spirit is so fresh. I say thank you with the words, Bupila Tonga, to Wakantonga, the great spirit, and fold my hands together. I bow to the great force with gratitude for my experiences.
Wow, that was amazing.
Then we step out of the lodge. Outside, it is autumn, and it rained that day. I step out of the lodge, forget to close my bathrobe, and decide that it doesn't matter at all. I feel the purity. I step with my bare feet in the mud of the earth. I look at the slippers, waiting for the other sisters from the lodge, and I feel proud to step barefoot in the mud. I was born with bare feet and a loose bedrobe. I look to the sky, and I feel joy, and I have a little bit mixed emotions because the ceremony is over. I need to relax and get to drink a kind of tea from a big spoon in a large bucket. On the way home, I sleep, and in the night, I dream that I'm dead, died, and reborn. I still feel the heat coming from inside. I still smell the fire. I love the stones. I feel so new. I realize that everything is slipping away from me when people talk. I still think the whole day, wow, I did it. I'm so grateful to the Lakota tradition that they shared with us, because this is so beautiful. When the time comes that I must leave my body on earth, I'm not afraid. I live in life. I never fear for nothing. It's not necessary. What a blessing.
That was a fantastic story.
That was an amazing story.
It was.
So,
it was an amazing experience. What do you say, Shana?
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah.
And we're hoping to have Jivanda next week. I'm hoping that Jivanda is going to agree to come on our show. She's a very, very busy lady. So we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to thank you, Gary. That was absolutely wonderful. Absolutely.
Well, thank you, Jen.
Really.
Thank you, Marika, for your story. I don't know who that guy is was in the United States that told you to, you know, get down on your
head. You know,
when I asked her, Gary, I asked her if she had to take her clothes off. And she said, yes. Which is a thank you song to cover her modesty. Thank you, Marika.
Well, over here, we wear clothes. I mean, the men wear shorts, and the women wear actually a cotton dress that goes all the way to the feet, and it's like a nightgown, I guess, or a sleeping gown. You know, a loose cotton dress just to kind of cover things, and you know, you can still sweat. You know.
Yeah.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
Oh, that's not bad. I was going to cotton dress.
We put it
but
on.
Not in my birthday suit.
They were, yes. They were.
What was that, Marika?
But in the lodge, they put it out. They take it off. And after the sweating, you put it back on. They bring the dresses in the lodge again. Then you can dress. And then you can step out. But I forgot to zip it all off, so I stepped out.
That's okay.
We're not going to have time for one of Riser's videos tonight, are we? Sorry about that. We're not going to have time for Riser's video, but we'll be playing out with the song in a minute because we've only a couple of minutes left, don't we?
About seven minutes left.
Oh, we've got 7 minutes. Oh, that's not so bad then. I always have my watch a bit fast. So, great. Sorry to interrupt you there.
Yeah, I don't know how long this
I'm
play
still,
is.
And also,
All I got to say is it's a good thing you guys can't see me when Marika was relating her experience because I was a mess. That's all I can say.
I wouldn't be having a heart attack. And Michael in the chat room was saying that when he was in a sweat lodge, a great big 2-inch spider crawled on him. Ugh.
Oh,
that was
me.
Scary. That was scary.
I got a couple of Comey stories I could tell myself. My uncle called me Ectomy. He would call me Ectomy. I'd be at the Sundance camps. You know, I was a drummer, you know, and I would drum at the Sundances. And I'm also a bit of a close-up magician. I do little magic tricks and things, you know, and I would, and for the kids, you know, and the kids would gather around and I'd vanish a coin, you know, and pull it out of their ear, and, you know, and they would just think it was great fun, you know. And my uncle would walk by and he would say, "How, Ectomy?" And I would say, no, I don't want nothing to do with no Ectomy medicine. Ectomy means spider. It's a trickster.
Mm.
So I pushed it away. I rejected it. I ran from it. No, I don't want nothing to do with no Ectomy. Well, this went on for about 5 years. And then I got bit on the foot by a brown recluse spider on the top of my foot. And it put me down. It made me sick. I came down with a fever. And it was pretty bad. And I almost needed a skin graft. But the good thing that came out of this was that I got Ectomy medicine. I accepted it. So.
Well, you'd no choice. It bit you.
Yeah, it got my attention, basically. It got my attention to say, okay. And from then on, I went from pushing it away or denying it to honoring it and accepting it. And, you know, when we surrender and when we honor ourselves and accept ourselves, for exactly the way we are at every given moment. And just like what Marika was saying when she surrendered in that sweat lodge, it went a lot better for her. Well, it's amazing what happens when we do that. You know, the surrendered heart is the portal through which we pass to ascension.
It's a really wonderful way of learning that to do it in the sweat lodge. I did more ceremonies from all kinds of cultures, but this one is really fast. There's only one moment. You got to choose love or fear and do it.
Apologize. Sorry?
Oh.
I want to just apologize to the chat room because I haven't been able to type in tonight at all. I can only put my hearts up.
Okay.
Yes, we'll get Javanda next week.
Okay. And
she hasn't said yes yet.
She hadn't said yes.
She's left me a message. So we want to thank everybody. Are we playing out with a song?
Yes, because Gary has a wonderful song which is always played on the end of a ceremony. Is that right, Gary?
Well, we haven't heard this one since we stopped doing the ceremonies of asking. I recorded this one for that doing those, and Violet, I think, would play this one at the end after it was all over. And it's a song. It's a Tumkashula song, saying grandfather. We're standing on grandmother Earth, and we're honoring you, and we're saying thank you. So. That's
okay.
Kind of
okay.
The gist of this.
Thank you very much, Jen. Thanks a lot, Gary.
See you all next week.
Thank you, Jen. Thank you all.
And I love this very much.
Yeah,
we're
doing
good night, everybody in the chat room.
Here we go with the two.
God bless.
Bye bye.
Hello.
Bye.
Doksha, okay, watch here, King Thalo. Again, I will see you. Thank you, everybody. I love you all.